and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine, where we explain all the showbiz stories that we've just been obsessed with this week. Pretty simple concept. Mm-hmm. Joining me this week is Heat World's Ruby Norris.
Hello.
And Heat Magazine's Charlotte Oliver.
Hello.
So just a reminder, this comes out every week, every Friday, for all the celeb gossip you could ever want. The magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. But to start with today, of course, we're going to go with the Met Ball. Feelings, yeah. Guys.
Thoughts and opinions.
Oh, every year. Like, I think it's, you know, you look forward to all the awards over February and March, but it's all about the Met Ball. When the celebrities go for it. So obviously it's always a big theme. And When they really embrace it, it's the best thing ever. And then you have the few who just turn up trying to look sexy, and that's really boring.
It's like a Halloween party when everyone, like, people embrace the theme, and then people come in like a bodycon black dress.
Yeah. And it's great as well because it's Halloween, but it's they're wearing, like, you know, millions of
like
dollars
worth of costumes. Dresses.
Yeah, so this year was pretty epic, actually.
Yeah, it
was my favourite theme, I think.
Yeah, it was great.
Because it was the most costumey.
Yeah, like I know you could go all out.
I looked back through some of the old ones, and one of them was like superheroes, but like everyone just wore a ball gown.
Like an eye mask, like, at the most.
So the theme was Catholicism and heaven. It was heavenly bodies.
Yeah.
And it's to coincide with like an exhibition at the Met.
Yeah.
And these tickets cost like $30,000 a head.
Bargain.
Worth it.
Yeah, I'm going.
But the thing is, it's worth it only, but they get like 5 minutes or less on a red carpet, and that's all it's there for.
They have to make an impression.
They can't eat in those clothes.
Oh, no. It's literally just
They get changed straight away, don't they? And they go off to like an after party.
But they must eat dinner.
No, they do. They have their like gala.
Yeah.
And then they're like, right, done.
Have the
whack on a mini dress and head out to a club.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine being around Katy Perry at the gala, though? Like, with her massive wings.
Turn around and get knocked out.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty good way to like not have to socialise with everyone.
Yeah.
Like, get away the lovies, just wear your massive wings.
Like, excuse me, can't talk.
Yeah.
Who were your favourite? Who are the best dressed? You guys.
Definitely Rihanna, obviously.
Queen of the Met Ball.
Yeah, exactly. Queen of the Met Ball.
Like, I mean, she always goes for it.
She's good value.
Yeah, she is. She delivered, even though she annoys me, but still, like, she did very well. And also Katy Perry as well. Like, I hated
Katy Perry's outfit. I thought it was really ugly.
Okay. No, all right. I just think J-Lo is a goddess, and it was a little bit more subtle than, say,
understated.
Like, a female pope, but I still loved the massive, like, cross, and, like, I just thought she was so good.
I love Blake Lively. Yeah. I thought she looked magnificent, as per.
I loved Lana Del Rey.
Especially next to Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, who came as himself.
Oh, yeah.
he is a heavenly body.
Appropriate. Like, it suddenly made sense what he looks like.
He's already halfway there. Like, he is already Jesus.
Yeah.
I also really liked, I saw a thing on Twitter which made me laugh, which was Blake Lively and Amber Heard's headdresses that they were wearing, like their crown of thorns, were tie wraps that were sprayed gold. You know, like the tie wraps that you've got in a suitcase. It's like bargain DIY for the Met Gala. But both of them had it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I love Zendaya.
Actually, she's my favourite.
Yeah, she just looked so good.
She brings it every year. She's actually very close to knocking Rihanna off Queen of the Met.
Do you think?
Oh, I think so.
I really hope so.
She's up and coming queen.
She's runner up. What I don't like about the Met Gala sometimes, apart from Jared Leto and maybe Chadwick Boseman, is that the men just don't
give a nice suit.
Well, that's like Jaden Smith. Did you see him in just like in his Versace coat? Was it Louis Vuitton coat or something?
Carrying his own gold record.
A step up from the hair last year when he had his like dreadlocks as his date.
Now, I remember Darren Criss, he wore a really interesting jacket that had kind of saintly figures on it.
Yeah.
That was quite epic. And also, I think Michael B. Jordan wore something, I feel, that was out there. But yeah, I mean, the rest of them just wear kind of like nice
suits. They're just
suits
in tuxes, aren't they?
But I like Troye Sivan was wearing all red.
He looked like the little devil. That was good.
Yeah, he had like a mesh shirt on and really great makeup.
Yeah, I mean, they can't, like, a lot of the men are there just to sort of step away from the women. And sort
to
of,
hold
like,
the women as they're walking up the stairs.
But they could have worn a rosary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there are enough male Catholic figures to be able to emulate, I feel. Like, Jared Leto was kind of Jesus, but we needed a few more Jesuses.
Someone said he looked like the king from Robin Hood. Did you see that meme? The lion. Who are your least favourite outfits, other than every other man?
Just the ones who phoned it in. I mean, and also Kim Kardashian, fine, she had like a few crosses on her dress.
She looked incredible, though.
Yeah, she did, but
that dress was doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
we've seen enough of that heavenly body, like, especially in the last few weeks with the perfume bottle.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen every inch of Kim Kardashian, like, bar her colon. So I was just a bit like, yeah, you look good, but, like, done it. And like, you know, her associates, like Bella Hadid.
Yeah, Bella Hadid was boring.
Someone I saw was like, oh, I think it was E! News tweeted when Bella walked the red carpet, like, oh, Bella wins.
Yeah,
and I was like,
really?
No one else there.
Really?
And I'm sorry, why was Kylie Jenner wearing those tiny glasses? Like, you know,
that's
those
not
little
the theme.
Shades.
She was so off theme.
Yeah.
Also, Kendall like wearing just a white. Someone said she looked like a communion wafer. That's what she dressed up.
Oh, yeah, she did a bit.
And also, Selena Gomez, like wearing.
Oh,
like
Selena a had
summer,
a shocker.
Yeah, has
summer
like
ASOS
bow,
collection.
Boho, yeah. Like, yeah. And like, she looked just
and
a
her
bit
fake
grubby,
tan
didn't she?
Went a bit wrong.
Yeah.
But then she did a really funny meme of herself after. Did you see it? When it's like someone filmed her like running away from the Met Ball. And it's like when you see pictures of you from last night. And it was like, you know what? Fair enough, Sal.
Okay, own it.
You've
yeah.
won it back.
And Amal Clooney, who was involved in the whole in putting the exhibition together, I just thought she was a bit uninspiring.
Liked the dress. I liked the like construction of the dress, but I didn't like the pattern on it. It was just flowers.
Yeah, and also
it could have been like an Ariana Grande,
see...
like the Sistine Chapel.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was amazing.
Oh, can we please mention Sarah Jessica Parker wearing a nativity scene on her head?
I love it.
SJP.
I love it. She used to be the queen
what
of
that
yeah, she
one
did. It's like the one that's like still like
head.
Trying to hang on to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. When I actually think about what she's put on her head in the past, like, I mean, that poor head.
That head has seen some things.
That head has definitely seen,
Well, all in all, I think I was quite worried about the theme because I feel like it was like, oh, could this be offensive? But
could
I think actually it's been all right.
And also because obviously they had the Vatican behind it. Like the Vatican was actually giving pieces.
Yeah.
So they were endorsing it. So like really, you know, go at it.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Woo. Moving on, another big event up and coming. Royal wedding. Have we got the fever, guys?
Oh my gosh, I haven't stopped. And yeah, it's just mounting and mounting. I'm never going to get over it. Like,
do we think people are going to reuse their Met Gala outfits for the royal wedding?
Can you imagine trying to transport that though to the UK?
Well, Priyanka Chopra could rewear her veil thing.
I hope Katy Perry's going to fly in those wings.
Katy Perry's supposed to be there.
No, she's not, but she might do. She might make a
guest
appearance.
She has wings now, so maybe.
She can get around.
She can get to Windsor.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker's hat is kind of like the hats that Beatrice and Eugenie wore
to...
for their first wedding. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully they'll wear one of those ones. Yeah, no, that'd be great to do a hybrid. That'd be great.
Yeah. But Meghan's dress is meant to be pretty incred.
Oh,
yeah.
she's just an incredible fashion icon.
Isn't
I think
she?
She's got the best style. And I hate reading comments. It's normally on the Daily Mail. Yeah. Of like, oh, she has the worst clothes. I'm like,
what?
I think she has the best
Where
clothes.
Does that
best
even
clothes.
Come from?
She looks so much better than Kate does.
Yeah, she's much more trendy.
Trendy.
It's been made to be a bit fuddy-duddy now.
But she does have a, like, she's got a few kids in hand. Like, do you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like a different stage of their
like
lives.
She never did dress
quickly.
Particularly trendy,
no.
though. It was always very buttoned up,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, unless you look at that fashion show she did at St. Andrews.
And
also,
and that famous time she went out, roller disco dancing.
Oh, she went clubbing without Will.
That was like the one time they were like
on
break.
The town.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What's Meghan's what does people think her dress is going to be like?
Well, they're saying it's a Ralph and Russo gown worth a cool $100,000.
Oh, steal.
I know, right? I mean, I haven't actually seen much speculation about what it's supposed to look like, but the dress she wore by those designers for her engagement day was, you know, it was very elaborate and embroidered and beautiful. It was black and netted. So, I mean, I'm not expecting her to wear a black wedding dress again.
Well, that was quite racy, actually, wasn't it? Because it just
had,
like, embellishment over the boobs. That'd be amazing if she wore that to her
wedding. I'd die. Like a mesh stomach cut out.
Yeah, with just, like, some, like, sequins covering the boobs.
What are they called when they go over the boobs? What are they called?
Tape.
Yeah,
pasties.
Yeah, pasties.
The
most expensive pasties of all time.
Can you imagine? I mean, every bride's sort of getting nervous in, like, a week before their big day, but this is the woman who's, like, the entire world's watching her wedding. What she's going to wear, what she's going to do with her hair. Like, she must be absolutely bricking it.
How on earth is she even going to have remotely a good time?
I don't know.
Her wedding day is going
to
be
the
worst.
She has to get really drunk.
Yeah. They better have, like, that wedding party's got to be off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
Because the lead up to it, like, can you imagine just getting out of the car?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like,
oh, my God. I feel sick
so
thinking
nervous.
About it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, she seems to be pretty
She's an actress. She can keep her cool, I think, but... Yeah, she'll be
100,000 people are going to be in Windsor, though, watching this.
Windsor's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
No, we need those Katy Perry wings. No one's going to be able to drive into
it. Exactly.
So we don't know much about her family coming. We know her parents are coming.
Yeah. We know the parents are coming.
But she's got some dodgy relatives.
Oh, well, they won't shut up, will they?
It's so unfair.
No, like, but it's just like, Meghan. Yeah, I know. It's like every family has them, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but they,
like the cousins
these
you don't
really
want to talk
really
about. I know, and it just happens to be that she's marrying like Prince Harry, yeah. So everyone's talking about
it. Was
it
when
as well.
The estranged brother wrote to Harry saying it would be the biggest mistake in royal history.
Oh, my God.
I was like, has he actually learned about the history? Because there are lots of beheadings and like yeah. that kind
Henry
of thing.
Henry VIII.
Yeah, he made a
his
few
time was really bad.
So he might want to, you know, revisit the history books if he thinks it's the biggest mistake ever.
So funny.
Yeah.
But her dad is really cute because he keeps being papped, looking
up. Obsessed with
looking
Thomas
up
Marvel
royal history.
Senior. He is the star of the show. Poor guy, even though he's so reclusive. He lives in like this tiny, in Rosarito, Mexico, where he doesn't even have like internet in his house.
He's just doing his research.
Goes to internet cafe.
Internet cafe. And he's been like, people just following him nonstop, obviously. So like every day it's like a Thomas Markle update. And then he's been like surfing the web, like looking up pictures of Meghan and Harry. And so, because he hasn't met Harry, apparently he's spoken to him on the phone. Harry rang him to ask for his approval. Gosh. But he hasn't met him. So obviously he's, you know, trying to make sure he knows exactly what he looks
yeah.
like. And he was also spotted reading like a picture book all about like scenes of Britain.
It's just so cute.
Yeah, I mean, what he must make of this whole extravaganza is just unreal.
It's just wild. Like your daughter's like, you'd already be pretty excited about your daughter being like a mildly successful C-list actress.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's cool. But then this is like,
she's marrying a prince. Like literally.
Yeah. Gosh, this is insane. Well, I'm very excited for it.
Can't wait.
I don't have to do any work for it, so I'm just going to drink.
Drink
and watch.
Do drinking games with it.
Yeah.
So another, obviously, humongous event in our calendar, guys. Mm. Eurovision is this weekend.
Happening this weekend.
Are we pro or against Eurovision?
Do you know what? Every year I'm like, oh, I'm so pro it. I think it's so fun. And I literally get about half an hour into it.
It's
and I'm like, I'm
long.
Done.
It takes a long time,
I'm done. Like,
it?
It's too much.
Yeah. I want them to just put through the campy ones.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when there's like a four in a row ballad.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
You need to mix up with a bit of dancing.
People
like,
take it too seriously, some of them. I mean, I think us included. Like, we should just go full camp sometimes.
Well, especially because we know that we don't really have a chance in hell anyway. So let's just kind of take the piss as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should just take a legend like Switzerland did with Celine Dion.
That was
under France.
Yes.
They just took her.
Oh, yeah.
So random.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen. Because, like, obviously they say, like, there's the whole Eastern Bloc thing. I wonder what would happen if we literally sent Adele.
I know.
Like, would they have the balls to give her nil points?
I was Adele, I think I would do it.
I think Adele would do it.
Adele would be up for it.
No one would laugh at Adele for doing it. Like,
no,
because it would be sort of tongue-in-cheek as well.
Yeah.
Do you know, I can imagine her getting, like, so drunk before it as well.
Yeah.
Just, like, getting up on stage and be like, yeah.
I mean,
like,
she loves, like, the whole camp stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. So she'd be well up for it.
It'd be so fun.
I think I feel the same way as you. Like, I always feel like I'm very into it.
Yeah.
And I sometimes just bow out halfway through.
So do I. So I really want to watch it.
You
get
to watch
like,
the best bits.
I just do need to get very drunk. What do we think of our song?
I haven't heard it.
I heard it once and I didn't like it.
What's it like? Talk me through it.
I couldn't.
It's just...
What's the genre?
Like fake indie? I can't even say. It's just like fake ballady.
Okay.
I could not tell you, but it's not great.
I'm going to wait for a big surprise.
I mean, she hasn't even really been spoken about much. Like, every article I read about it, it gets like, I have to get halfway through the article before I even see mention of her.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so little excitement.
The only person who gives a shit is Graham Norton.
He's paid to do so.
He has to.
He does live for it, though. Like, when he's talking through it, you can see
he's the best job ever.
So funny.
Yeah, no, he does.
He's just drunk and, like, sarcastically.
His commentary is hilarious.
It's amazing,
Also, Sara Alto, who we know from X Factor.
I'm actually quite looking forward to seeing that.
See, I'm actually, I feel like I'm behind her.
If she wins, we win.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree. It's our win.
We did an interview with her actually a few weeks ago, so I feel like we can claim her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Who, have you got any favourites from
Katie
recent
Price.
History? Of course.
I mean,
I love you, you didn't even finish that.
Like, in this week's issue, we sort of look back at, like, the best bits from, like, years gone by, which is always way more fun than sort of speculating anyway. So, obviously, Katie Price in the pink latex catsuit when she was pregnant, but not admitting to be pregnant.
Incredible.
That was pretty epic. I mean, unfortunately, she got beaten out by Javine. That was just sort of to get through to the
final. Yeah, she didn't make it through.
Javine.
Sad times. Obviously, Jed would have been on a bunch of times. They are pretty Eurovision-y, yeah, aren't they?
They are so campy, though, aren't they? Like, they're
kind of made for it.
Yeah.
They are.
Lordi were great.
We'll never forget Lordi.
Lordi changed the conversation, yeah, didn't they?
My favourite is Loreen, Euphoria, because that's actually like genuinely one of my favourite songs.
Wasn't that the one that was like Was it Germany? Who was she for?
Oh, God,
it was like actually like a quite a good song.
It's amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like it came on at house party the other night. And everyone like freaked the hell out. Euphoria. It's so good. It's like a genuinely good song. Yeah.
I can't believe Gina G only came eighth.
Did she?
Yeah.
I just assumed she'd won the amount that we pushed.
We
it.
Loved it so much. Yeah.
We still play it all the time on Heat Radio.
Oh, it's
no
a great
complaints.
Song. It's a great song.
Conchita, obviously.
Who could forget?
Do you have a vote for it?
I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Did you vote for Conchita?
I, so I've lived in a couple of different places, so I tend to vote for the places that I've lived,
right,
as well as maybe my favourite, because like Azerbaijan is never that good, but I used to live there, so I'm like, oh, I'll vote for them, and then they're not that good normally, so I'll vote for someone else.
Someone has a vote for Azerbaijan.
Yeah, exactly.
How many votes do you get? Unlimited?
Yeah.
Just ring up all the time.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, if you really cared that much, you could be like, oh my God, UK, whatever her name is. Sorry.
You can't vote for your own country.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
That's the whole point. That's why we lose. Oh, yeah. No one likes us.
I feel like even if we could vote for our own country, we'd still lose.
And especially now, like post-Brexit, they must really hate us.
They're like, we're not letting you even get through the door.
Yeah.
If it was fair, they wouldn't let us in because we just get automatically into it.
Yeah, that's true.
For some reason.
That's not fair.
I am looking forward to it. Mainly I'm looking forward to just all the gin I'm going to drink.
Yeah, the Eurovision drinking games are what make
And I suppose
Eurovision.
A lot of people will know who's won by now, so...
No spoilers.
Yeah.
moving on, Khloe Kardashian, who's been quite quiet recently, but she's apparently taken back Tristan.
Yeah.
After he... Do we even say allegedly anymore?
Well, he cheated
on her.
No, we've seen it in all its...
he's cheated.
Yeah.
...video forms.
But yeah, she's apparently taken him back. But it's all very quiet because I think that this completely messed with their whole plan.
Yeah, didn't it?
Of how to
Chris
market
Jenner was like, argh.
Post-Chloe baby like life.
Yeah,
Chris is freaking the hell out. She's also got Kanye on the other line
guys, what are you
she's
doing?
She's gone into like damage control mode. Yeah. Like, okay, we're plotting our next move. Let's just get Kim as naked as possible.
Yeah. She's made it all about her. She's taken over Kylie's Instagram to make it Chris Cosmetics.
Oh,
like, right, back to me.
Yeah. And then we'll have the return soon enough.
Do we think that Tristan and Khloe are doomed, or do we hope for the best?
Do you know, I feel like she just won't want to let it go because she's had such like a shoddy time of it.
That's what annoys me, because it just felt like she was so like empowered after Lamar.
Yeah.
And she kept going on about like how she'd finally found the one who was treating her right. So like, oh God, I mean, maybe he really has learned the error of his ways. Maybe. Can a person really change? Like, I think it's pretty, in the videos at least, it definitely seemed like these girls were throwing themselves at him as well, and he's just a stupid, weak little moron.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, evil.
Actively seeking it.
Yeah. I imagine, like, I'm not saying it's okay to cheat, but I imagine it must be really hard if people are like, we are obsessed with you.
And you're, like, drunk.
I'll do anything. Yeah.
So if he's properly learnt his lesson, he has grovelled the hell out of life, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, it doesn't look too promising.
It doesn't look too promising, does it?
No.
But I hope for the best, because Khloe was always
same.
My favourite.
Khloe was
my favourite. I feel like she got less funny as she got fitter.
Yeah. It's like when the funny friend gets fit and then there's not a funny friend anymore.
Funny again now all their personality in the gym.
Yeah, but she's been talking about how massive her ass is, so maybe she'll be funny again now.
Her ass is
those pictures.
It's another planet.
Oh my God.
But also, like, her bum is fake.
Yeah.
Her bum is absolutely fake.
I mean, it's all the squatting.
Squatting doesn't add like
another bum to your bum.
Yeah.
Like it's like it's literally like someone's taped a basketball
under
their dress. Nobody works like that though. Like even if you squat, you don't get like
your
legs
and
then a massive bum.
Is it implants?
I think it's fat injections.
They have those injections, yeah, because that's what gives it that.
Kim had it as well.
Shape.
Yeah,
and also Kylie. The only person who hasn't is Kendall.
Oh, Kylie's Kylie's not a Kardashian body, so like how she suddenly got this like Kardashian body is ridiculous.
She's like a Jenner.
Yeah, she's like a straight up and down Jenner. So
So, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't, like, why are you surprised that your bum's big? You've paid for it to be big.
Yeah.
She just didn't quite foresee
but I think
it.
It's like, you know...
Maybe it swelled.
Yeah, in the heat.
Yeah.
But you know when you see, like, nice pictures of you, like, obviously on Instagram and Facebook, yeah. So there's filters and edit, and you see your bum, and you're like, you get, that's your image of what you have.
Yeah.
And then obviously the pap pictures are, like, very much like, pam, like...
Yeah.
You can't put a
no
filter on that.
Over
no control
angles.
Over it. Just like, geez, like, maybe I do look
that's
a bit,
why Lauren Goodwin insists the pap photos are doctored and her photos are genuine.
Of course.
That's how it
of
works.
Of course.
Her Instagram ones are completely
her
unfiltered.
Instagram ones are the wavy background,
yeah.
So unedited.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's like, that's just how the wallpaper looks.
But I wonder with Chloe, like, with a bum that big, is it really comfortable or is it so uncomfortable?
It must hurt your back.
Yeah, it must be heavy.
When you sit down, are you aware you're sitting down?
Like a bit higher than everyone else.
Yeah. It's so heavy on your back.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I think. Like when you're like, your back must arch that
like
way.
Like how your boobs are heavy on the front. Oh, gosh, you'd be like pulled in all directions.
At least she's well balanced. Kim. She's not toppling over.
Yeah.
She's not like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to see True Thompson?
This is really starting to stress me out.
I
know.
Where is she? We've been hinted at what she looks like. She has green eyes.
She looks like a baby.
She looks like exactly. She's a baby.
she's a green-eyed baby. This is new information.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of sick
can
of...
Can babies have green eyes?
Have I they thought they all have blue eyes, but then so when do they change?
I don't know.
At what stage?
But I mean, Kardashians defy, you know,
the laws
of physics and biology.
Chemistry and biology.
Yeah, they change their looks.
They basically changed their race as well.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully we'll see True soon.
Yeah.
Maybe hopefully. When they've done a bit of damage control. Maybe when maybe. Everyone's a bit bored of Kanye.
That will be the big next sort of like...
I reckon they
were saving it for the show.
I reckon they've left it this long now. They'll save it for the show.
Yeah. Or like,
because even Kylie was like
3 days
later.
Mm. Yeah,
and Kim was like a day after.
Kim was like in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, the biggest feud in all of celeb land has ended. Katy Perry
has it?
Katy Perry reached out to Taylor Swift to make amends, and Taylor posted the apology on Instagram. Yeah. But now people are thinking that was a bit of a shady move because it was like, could have been, you know, a private moment. And it also implies that Katy maybe was the one that was in the wrong.
Yeah.
So Katy's kind of apparently angry.
Not miffed. Which I think, fair enough, I would be.
So she started off literally giving Taylor an actual olive branch.
Yeah. But I think it was made to go on Instagram.
That's what I mean. You don't give someone an olive branch to represent an olive branch.
Because
if you don't
also,
want a picture taken.
Katy wants damage control for this feud as much as Taylor does.
But I think she would rather just then be pictured out together looking happy on the red carpet. I think she wanted the wording of the note made it.
Because we only saw a bit of it as well.
Yeah.
So she was like, I wanted to make amends for the miscommunication, and then blurry, blurry, blurry. And
Taylor
then
says, I hid the bit that you were the bitch.
Exactly.
And it says, I'm deeply sorry. And then it probably was like, I'm deeply sorry
that
for what you did.
But she blurred it out. So now everyone's thinking, well, apparently Katy thinks that. People think that she's in the wrong. But I mean, if you know anything about the Taylor and Katy feud, I think Taylor's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, we know
Taylor
she's
started
wrong.
It.
Yeah.
No. Taylor started it with bad blood as well.
Literally.
Taylor's wrong with it about everything. I just do not trust Taylor.
I feel like we've got some very clear sides in this room.
Perhaps I'm a little anti-Taylor at this point. Every time she wins me round, like, look what you made me do came out. I was like, yeah, I'm loving you again.
What?
No, just for that video, I loved it.
No,
and then like
it.
A day
That's
later,
awful.
I was like, oh no, I hate you.
I hated that video. I thought it was such a bad
really
move.
Really
I was like, Tom
it.
Hiddleston has been through enough.
He does not need this.
No one's forgiven her since Tom Hiddleston. Like, that was really like,
no
the
No one's
deal
forgiven
breaker.
Him either.
No.
They haven't.
He's just
He's
retreated.
Still paying the price, yeah. He's hiding away with True Thompson somewhere.
Yeah. Him and
they're
True.
All, like, licking their wounds.
Like an island for like disgraced celebrities.
Associated with Taylor, probably.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I guess, but is anyone even asking them about the feud anymore?
No,
so
I don't think so.
But she's on tour now. So, like, this is what pissed me off about Taylor Swift. She just wants so much attention. So, you know, she's literally put it out there because, like, oh, guys, don't forget about me. I'm on tour now and I'm still using the snake imagery because I'm owning it. I'm, like, reclaiming the title. And it's so old.
Why
just
do you
go
take
away.
The good things?
Yeah.
That was ours.
Yeah. So, I'm not feeling it.
If Taylor Swift, like, rescued a bus full of orphans,
yeah,
you'd still be like,
not
it's a
feeling
PR
it.
Move.
She's got ulterior motives.
Totally is, like, without a doubt.
Do we think Katy will revert? Actually... Do we even know why Katie reached out in the first place? What was her like?
What made it happen?
What made her like all of a sudden have this clarity of wanting to end?
Maybe it,
like,
it was the wings of the Met Ball.
Yeah, she suddenly had inspired.
This heavenly sort of...
She had a calling from God.
Someone was like, she really took the Met Ball theme seriously, like repenting for her sins. Yeah.
Exactly. One of the press like junket things at the Met Ball was asking people to like what they had to confess to. Maybe she was like, you know what, this is now, I need to like...
Now is the time.
My wrongdoings.
Now is the time.
Swish, swish was about Taylor Swift, guys. I'm going to reveal it. Yeah. We all knew. Do you think she'll revoke her apology now?
I hope so.
I hope there's a big follow.
I feel like you wrote this talking point. Yeah.
I didn't write any of it.
I don't think she will.
I think she'll leave it.
I find Katie the most annoying person on the planet. I feel like everything she does is a little bit wrong. Yeah. It's a little bit uncool.
She is quite uncool.
She tries to be cool, but it always is like a bit left of center. Yeah. So you're a bit like, Katie.
It's because she likes herself too much, maybe.
I don't know.
Just everything she does is just a little bit too much. Yeah. Like her reactions are too much. But I do like that she, I don't know, girls supporting girls.
I agree.
Nice.
I think it was a lovely thing, and I think maybe.
I do as well.
Maybe she'll get over this little, like, maybe it's just Taylor being Taylor. I tried.
You know,
like,
when you know
what I mean?
End of, I mean, I haven't been in many, like, massive 5-year long feuds. You
haven't, like, a mortal enemy.
I have enemies all over this building. Mm-hmm. No, but if I've ever been in an argument with someone and you just kind of like, you're like, look, we're just going to end this, we're going to bury the hatchet, you still have, like,
a little
not
animosity.
Over it, are you?
It's the classic towel, we're going to be civil.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to be
forgive,
civil, we're going to be civil.
Can you ever forget?
And if then, they do something, you're like, oh, God, why did they
classic,
do that?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember when you did that.
Yeah. Chill. Yeah. Well, that is it from this week. Just to recap, We're Obsessed With comes out every Friday, every week. For more of the showbiz gossip you love, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news stories. Bye.
Bye.